Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. First time in person, though.
Yes.
Deanna Perrazzo, the virtuosa.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Things have changed an awful lot since the last time we talked. You don't have the title anymore.
It's fine. I'm on my way to getting it back.
Your feelings aren't hurt. Not really.
Not at all.
Not really.
Mm-mm. You win some, you lose some.
So
you win some more.
Almost a year consecutive. Altogether, it was over a year. You're like, what, the second longest reigning champion of all time? Cumulative?
Yes, like 400 some odd days.
And you've only been there a year and a half. That has to feel good about, like, their confidence in you.
Yeah, I feel like when you leave WWE or other places and then, you know, you're trying to find where you're going to land, people have these, like, preconceived notions that you, like, have demands and want things. And I literally wanted nothing but a place that would pay me to wrestle. Like, I didn't come in asking for anything. I was like, let's just see what would happen. And I swear when I was told I was going to win the Knockouts Championship at Slammiversary, the first thing I said to Steve was, like, it'll probably change. No, like, I'm not going to tell anyone else because I didn't think it was actually going to happen. So for them to give me that right away and then just, like, let me roll with it for the last 18 months has been amazing.
What were some of those preconceived notions that you found that people had when you were hitting the indie circuit, the indie circuit was not new to you. You had navigated that heavily before then. You were so active already.
Yeah, I think people thought I was going to be asking for $1 million to wrestle. Also, we were, like, still in the thick of COVID. So there weren't a lot of indies running. So it was kind of just like, after my 90 days were up, I had to take what I could take or what was out there. So I think people assume everyone's asking for a lot of money. I think people assume that they go in saying, I need a storyline with the champion. I need to win. And a lot of times they don't win. So I think it was even better that I went for the Knockouts Championship and won right away, because that really shocked a lot of people.
And obviously, people losing their jobs isn't a good thing, but now you have your best friend Chelsea, have your boyfriend Steve, who is, they're navigating this with you. They're experiencing it, and they're both thriving as well. How has that been for you? And, like, did either one of them say, like, hey, what's up? How is this working now? Because Steve had been well removed from that scene for a long time.
Yeah, Steve, like, honestly never really, like, broke out on the indie scene prior to being signed to WWE in, like, 2014.
Yeah.
He'd been wrestling for, like, 1 year. So I think for him it was more of an education process and a guiding process of, like, okay, so now just come to Impact with me and meet some people and see what happens. And he didn't really go in looking for a job, but he came out with one, so that was awesome. It was, okay, get in touch with this guy to have music done so you can release music and work on t-shirt designs and just things that you don't have to worry about when you're in WWE. It's just kind of given to you. I was like, we have to create some buzz and get people interested in what your next steps are. So this is what I did. Let's try to replicate that for you.
So, I mean, it's also got to feel good to see him doing so well.
Yeah.
Like, I often compare it to, like, if Rhino in his prime was plopped down in the X Division. Mm-hmm. Like, that style is so different. It's so unique. And a lot of people never got the opportunity to see what he could do on the microphone, in vignettes, in the ring. And as somebody who has, I'm sure, watched every bit of his work over the last few years, you were well aware of that. And now it seems like it'd be like a told you type of thing.
Yeah, I would even go as far to say I wasn't well aware of that, because when I had met him, he was in a tag team with Weston Blake, Corey, his best friend, and, like, I had never seen what he could do as a singles competitor, because although we, like, grew up an hour from each other, we know all the same people from Jersey, we had never met.
Wow.
Like, we had never been around each other before WWE or until I came to NXT. So to kind of see him break out, and I say to him, Bound for Glory was his, like, breakout moment. Like, everyone saw, oh, shit, this is different than flipping and what the X Division is known for. It was kind of like a throwback to Samoa Joe in the X Division a little bit. So I've just been, I couldn't even tell you how proud I am of him, because he's taken this with stride, and he's went out there with a purpose to say, like, I'm going to prove you wrong, and I'm going to show everyone what I could do on my own, because he never got the chance to do it.
So wrestling travel is brutal anyway. Does the fact that you all came from the same place originally, does that make it easier, like, to travel back?
Yes. Yeah.
I would say so.
So last weekend, or maybe it was 2 weekends ago now, there was the big event. And I had a friend from college who got married. So we were able to, like, do the wedding and then see my dad and see my stepmom and then, like, be able to, if we wanted to go see his
parents.
It
felt like you all were everywhere. And, like, that short, I remember you all would post something. I was like, I thought they were there.
Yeah. But it makes it so much easier because his parents are, you know, 2 hours from my parents. And we could really make a full family trip when we go home.
So, as I mentioned, Impact Knockouts title, you lost it. It's a bummer. But, I mean, the run that you had, especially as champion, and then, like, the surprise match with Thunder Rosa, then Mickey James, it's very clear that they were like, okay, we want to put people against her that are her level of competition because you have been in such a prominent role for so long.
Yeah.
How are you adjusting now that that isn't your role?
I think that I had 18 months of that role.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And, you know, I was gone from TV for like 4 weeks, three or 4 weeks. And honestly, that was my idea. I was like, let me just disappear for a little bit and then come back. And like, if I had it my way, I wouldn't have a rematch. Like, I wanted it to be so dramatic and so like, I can't even stand the look of the Knockouts Championship without me. Like, there'll never be another Camelot. I really wanted that moment. Of course, you know, they really wanted a rematch. Mickey and I have been telling such a great story. This is like my real first feud. So not being in that role, I think, is okay, because I was in it for so long. And I really pushed over the year to have other people do other things. We had this crossover with AEW and NWA, and I really pushed for like, well, if it can't be me, let it be someone else.
Yeah.
And we have so many talented women on our roster that deserve to be in the spot that I was or in a similar spot that I am. So, you know, it's nice to see other people getting that opportunity as well.
Did it disappoint you that there wasn't any female crossover in the AEW Impact thing, which seems to be shelved for now?
Yeah, I think I was a little disappointed because for me, there's a ton of dream matches and people that I haven't been in the ring with for years or have never been in the ring with prior. But you know what? I think Impact was kind of the hub of all of the crossover, and we got to do a lot of stuff with NWA. Obviously, my match with Melina was one of the headliners of Empower. So as disappointing as it was, I have tried to look at the positives now. Instead of harping on what could have been, let's look at what was.
I mean, if you want to bury somebody or a company or anything.
I don't.
I've been trying to get people to bury people all day long, and I can't. It hasn't happened. Everybody's trying to be nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice today. I'm in a good mood.
What happened to the good old days of
Deonna? The shoot interview.
Yeah, the shoot interview.
I'm trying to think of who I could say something. But that's my best friend. I could say nothing bad about her.
Come on.
I can say this. I can say, actually, she flew from TV to Canada to see her family. Uh-huh. And she was like, I can't bring a bag full of merch. Could you pick up my merch bag at my house and bring it to North Carolina? So I was like, yeah, of course. I go to pick up the bag. The bag doesn't have a handle.
Oh, no.
Which she had told me ahead of time, but I forgot.
You've got it up like John
yes,
Cena.
Yes, I'm
an
like carrying
adjustment.
This bag. Like, yeah. So I'll bury her for that, I guess. But I also would do anything for her, so I don't really care.
So tag team titles, you and her. Is that an aspiration in your
Absolutely.
Future?
I think what's wild to both of us is that VXT was never a real thing.
Yes.
It was like a social media movement for like a hot second. But people want to see VXT.
Yeah.
People want to see, like, us do meet and greets as VXT together. So I think that if there's ever a chance for us to reignite VXT and give the people what they want, but also see our vision come to life, going for the Knockouts Tag Team Championships would be that.
Now, I know that after the Knockouts title match, like, sort of adjusting things for you visually and gear and stuff like that was important to you.
Yeah.
What kind of steps are you taking there, or are you looking to do? Like, is it to differentiate yourself from that reign specifically, or just, like, to sort of define a new era?
I think maybe a bit of both. I think that the Virtuosa as if she was a real human being and she was me, I don't think I'd wear any of the gear that I had as the champion. I think that in the Virtuoso's brain, it's like, I can't bear to put that on.
Yeah.
I'm something else completely now. And my life was a catastrophe heading to tapings. And my gear maker just never started my gear. So there's
no.
that.
Do you have that happen a lot?
No. Like, okay.
Because your pay-per-view gear has become like a thing. Like,
yes.
People know Deonna's got pay-per-view gear coming up.
Yes. So, and as much as it's become a thing online, it's like a thing in my heart. Like, I have distinct visions of what I want to look like. So I had someone, I sent them, I had a new drawing made up. It was edgy. It was like snakeskin and black and like very, like the tie up in the chest. And it was meant to be complete opposite of maybe what the Virtuoso would wear. A little edgier. And yeah, they said, we'll have it done, no problem. And then the day of just was like, sorry, we didn't do it.
So what goes through your head when that happens? Because do you have to get that gear, like, cleared by Impact and stuff?
No. No, okay. I don't. So I can wear whatever I want. I had a feeling this would happen, so I had texted Impact, one of our writers, and I had said, like, how would you feel and would there be space for the Virtuosa to, like, wear black jeans and a T-shirt and just, you know what I mean, really differentiate? And they were kind of like, I don't know. But then I wore it, and Gail and Scott and a whole bunch of people were like, wow, I love dark Deonna. Like, dark, mean, evil Deonna works.
It was different. It was different because we're so used to, like, everything bedazzled and shiny and, like, the pay-per-view gear.
Yeah.
That was a nice contrast.
And that's really what I wanted. I wanted to hit that home. But even just, like, with my mannerisms, like, the Virtuosa is very, like, here I am and look at me. And this Deonna is, like, no, I'm freaking pissed. Like, and I'm just here to kick ass.
Well, tell the people where they can find you on social media, Deonna.
Everyone can find me at Deonna Purrazzo on Twitter and on Instagram.
Check it out, guys. We always love having Deonna Purrazzo. Any excuse to have her on, we will have. Until next time, we're out.
Bye, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.